seeing the signs on the way. People have a hard time finding our home. Our house sits 1,500 feet off the road and is nestled back in a wood. Also, house numbers in the country are few and far between, and they're on the mailboxes, not the houses. And the mailboxes, like the houses, are few and far between. So to make finding us easier, Nancy and I put a sign that says, "Welcome to Plowshares Farm," at the end of our long lane. If people look for the sign, they have a good chance of making their way to our home. That is, if they know to look for the sign. Following our sacred compass is like hunting for a house down a country lane. We get the general direction, but need to learn to look for the signs. "Take heed of the promptings of truth and love, for those are the leadings of God," urged the first Quaker George Fox. Leadings is the word that friends use to describe direction or guidance coming from the Spirit of God. Divine direction, God's guidance, spiritual opportunity, and revelation are intimately tied into following the sacred compass. A leading can be something as simple as the time Nancy and I stood in the checkout line at a local grocery store, our cart well loaded. Our three sons lived at home at the time, and they went through food quickly. In front of us was a member of our meeting who also had three sons. Her cart held a few essentials. A single mother, she was between jobs and doing her best to get by. I felt a prompting inside me. "By almost any standards, you are rich," the voice said. "What should you do?" Then I remembered Jesus' words, "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink." I looked at Nancy. She nodded, and I tapped our friend on the shoulder. "Nancy and I would like to buy your groceries, if you'll allow us," I said, so only she could hear. A look of relief filled her eyes, and she nodded yes. As we three left the grocery, she said, "Thanks. I have a lead on a job, and this will really help tide us over until it comes through." That was the last thing ever said about this incident between us. It wasn't that I suddenly became a saint standing there in the grocery store. The story is not about me being a good guy, but rather how, at least in that instance, I listened to the promptings of love and responded. In doing so, I was helped more than my friend was. My soul was enlarged as my compassion for neighbors less well off than me became more than just some intellectual understanding. It became an exercise of faith. As Noel Paul Stuckey, better known as Paul of Peter, Paul and Mary, says, leadings are an amplification of character, a step beyond expectations, usually in the spirit of giving, or at the very least, being a witness for righteousness. While this was a small leading to the prompting of love, it also shows something else. Nancy had the same leading, and so did our friend in a different way. Leadings can come to us individually, and they can come to us corporately. Jesus said, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them." All of life and everything in the world around is sacred and imbued with the possibility of Christ being there, including checkout lines at grocery stores. So while we were 2 miles from our meeting house, three friends stood together in the presence of Christ. Two had a leading to give, one had a leading to receive. In following that leading, a blessing fell on each of us. Paying attention to our interior leadings alerts us to God's company around and within us. The leadings remind us to live the prayer of St. Patrick. God be in my head and in my understanding. God be in my eyes and in my looking. God be in my mouth and in my speaking. God be in my heart and in my thinking. God be at my end and at my departing.
Sacred Compass, The Way of Spiritual Discernment, and other books by Brent Bill are available at booksellers everywhere or directly through paraclete.com. You can stay up to date with Brent by visiting his blog at holyordinary.blogspot.com. For information about Brent and his ministry of writing and speaking, visit him at brentbill.com.